For 9 years, Cape Wind has been working its way through the permitting process. But some residents in the Massachusetts resort areas around Nantucket Sound have fought against it, including Senator Edward Kennedy. The 130 wind turbines would be miles off the coast, but some residents say it would ruin the view from their coastal homes. Jim Gordon is the CEO of Cape Wind.
If this project is not approved, I think it's going to set a terrible precedent. I think that other developers, I think they'll have some real second thoughts about investing the enormous amount of time and resources that it takes to get one of these projects in the water.
Developers are considering offshore wind energy turbines along the Mid-Atlantic coast, the Great Lakes, and the Gulf Coast, close to populated areas that need additional power. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.